You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Make sure you're with us here at William Hill over the festive period for the best of the action. Once the turkey's finished and the crackers have been pulled, join us on Boxing Day for the very best Christmas jumpers.
Gordo Staro's done it, he's won 5 King George's. Long Run was 2nd, Captain Christmas just 3rd and Summersby 4th.
The King George the 6th chase is the star on top of the tree and the supporting Kempton card is sure to enthral and entertain.
Long Run coming back again, Long Run on the outside. Long Run and Sam Whaley going to Captain Chris in a head-bobbing and pulsating finish. The novice, Thistlecrack, is going to win the King George.
The Welsh Grand National takes pride of place on the 27th, where stamina will come into play. And the Leopardstown Christmas Chase is always a thriller over the Irish Sea on the 28th.
Mountainous will join the illustrious roll of honours of dual winners of the Welsh National and a terrific start to the training career of Kerry Lee.
But it's Native River and Richard Johnson who are going to win the Welsh National and carry top weight of 11-12 to do it as well.
Outlander and Jack Kennedy from on the far side, Don Purley. Jack and them is trying hard the far side, but it is going to be Outlander. Outlander and Jack Kennedy will win his biggest race. He punches the air as Outlander scores in the Jigginstown colours for Gordon Elliott.
There's all that, plus much, much more on a packed festive schedule here on William Hill Racing Radio. Wishing all our listeners a very Merry Christmas.
Racing podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. Looking ahead to a superb Boxing Day on this edition, there is a whole host of meetings of course to come on Boxing Day. We'll be taking the very best of the action here on Racing Radio. You can join myself, Sam Norris, alongside Ollie Pimlott and Andy Gibson for all of the racing on Boxing Day. Plenty of meetings. Of course, Kempton is very much the jewel in the crown and we'll be looking ahead to the racing at Kempton on this edition. Sam Norris here in the chair, as mentioned. Craig Forsyth is the man who joins me on this edition of the podcast. Season's greetings, Craig.
And season greetings to you as well, Sam, and a very Merry Christmas and looking forward to the festive season.
Yeah, another superb Boxing Day, of course, in prospect. Might take a few weeks to fully digest all the races, to even watch all the races. I don't envy you lads who have to watch all the replays back.
Yeah, it's a busy period. Obviously, it's a good family time as well. So it's about getting the balance right at this time of year, Sam. For me, you know, I'll be doing most of my Boxing Day work while I'm waiting on the kids going to bed on Sunday night. You know, because I'm sure that agony will last for several hours.
Sounds a task in itself.
Yes, unless I can slip some tablets into the their evening drinks.
Yes, that might be the best way to do it. We had some good racing, of course, on Saturday. Sometimes the Saturday before Boxing Day is a little bit flat, but with Ascot moving this meeting back a week, we've had some real good stuff served up.
Very much so. It's worked really in our favour today because we don't usually race now on the 23rd of December. We, in the trade, are used to that extra day off now, but unfortunately not this year. But yeah, excellent race and really enjoyed it. You know, some fantastic performances. Sam Spinner, probably the highlight.
Yeah, definitely. The Rev to Sibley Long Walk Hurdle, of course, the Grade 1 feature on the Saturday. Sam Spinner winning that at 9-2, beat Lammy Surge at 5-1. And you know what I mean, Harry, back in third at 6-4. The winner, Craig, just continues to go from strength to strength, Sam Spinner, and it was a dominant display from the front.
Very much so. I think, you know, Joe Colliver kept the revs up all the way through the contest and the horse kept finding for him. He kept coming up at his hurdles, jumping superbly well. Lamy Surge, who I backed in the race, Sam, travelled all over him. And yeah. I thought, you know, this is a horse that's been crying out for 3 miles. And the way he went through the contest, I thought, definitely right with this one. But he just couldn't get past Sam Spinana. I don't want to knock Darrow Jacob or Lamy Surge too much because, for me, having watched it back 3 times now, certainly the finish, I just think Sam Spinner was such a game horse and kept finding. Yeah. You know, I don't think Lamy Surge has done too much wrong in finishing second. And there's a huge gap back to the third. So, you know, it's all about the attitude of the winner and the way he's improved from winning that handicap at Haydock last time to stepping into Grade 1 company. You know, fantastic to see. And very well done to Jed O'Keefe. A massive, massive boost for the yard. You know, predominantly seen as a flat yard. And we've seen one of their runners who was successful at Hexham earlier in the season moved to the Sue Smith yard earlier on the Saturday card. So a massive, massive winner for Jed O'Keefe, for Joe Colliver and all the team in the north. Fantastic.
There's a chance as well that one of these could come forward and begin to dominate the division, perhaps Sam Spinner. There isn't loads of strength and depth in that staying hurdling division. And you know what I mean, Harry, who had previously been thought of as very much the king in this division, doesn't look quite as good as he once did.
He didn't know. He travelled really well into the contest. But, you know, when he came under pressure round a bend, the distress signs were there pretty early from Barry Geraghty. And he's running at a level a long way below where he was 12 months ago. And that is the concern for, you know what I mean, Harry, against some of these younger horses. I thought there was a little bit more encouragement from the World's End, who travelled well. You know, he looked a stayer last year, but the way he went through that race, would maybe a drop in trip suit him on his next start. Certainly wouldn't be one to write off. But yeah, it was more encouraging from the World's End. But Sam Spinner, who is now 6-1, Sam, for the Stairs Hurdle at Cheltenham.
Yeah, joint favourite with Nicholas Canyon for the staying hurdling showpiece, of course, coming up in March with a very nice victory. Nonetheless, in that Grade 1 Rev to Civil, a long walk hurdle on Saturday. Looking ahead to some of the action then on Boxing Day, we'll dive straight into the card at Kempton. There's fantastic racing at Leopardstown, Weatherby and elsewhere, of course, a whole host of meetings to come on Boxing Day. But as it's Christmas, we're going to look at 3 races in depth at Kempton. One that we won't deal with too much in terms of an in-depth preview, but we will mention it's one of the Grade 1s on the day. The 2:30 is the Christmas hurdle. Bouvardere 2-9 in the betting, 9-2 for the new one. Old Guard is 14s, Mahayad 40-1, and Chesterfield 66-1. Small field, short price favourite. Bouvardere, the reigning champion hurdler who made a winning seasonal reappearance in the Fighting Fifth, should win here, Craig.
Yeah, very much so. I think it's going to be very difficult to beat the new one. You know, I think we'll finish second to him as well. But Bouvardere came back on his return and looked every bit, if not better, than he did last season. So, you know, he's already proved he's a much better horse than the 4 rivals that he tackles on Tuesday. And I'd be very surprised if he was to get beat. You know, he's priced 2-9. I think that tells us everything we need to know. And Bouvardere should take the Christmas hurdle without any real concerns.
Yeah, absolutely. There's more competitive racing elsewhere on the card. They will start with the 120. This is one of the more competitive heats of the day, where Hell's Kitchen is the 7-2 favourite. Mr Whittaker 4-1, Reigning Supreme 5-1, Touch Kick 6s, 8-1 for Private Malone, and 8-1 in bigger prices, the rest of them bar those mentioned, Craig. What's your fancy in this? Because it looks a very open heat here and looks like it could be a good little race. And obviously it's limited handicap chase, of course.
Do you like this race, Sam? There's obviously several to look at here. I mean, the first thing to touch on is Hell's Kitchen. We've got prices at the time of recording, and Hell's Kitchen is 7-2. Now, he's a horse that has looked a little bit wayward, let's say. You know, he steps into handicap company, having raced in novice chases of what looks a lenient mark of 137. But for me, mentally, I don't think he's ready for this type of test. So, you know, that's my angle in straight away, that I think we've got a vulnerable favourite. Mr Whittaker is second in at 4-1. He was very impressive when he won at Carlisle on his second start over fences. That was a race run and a real good time. He's gone up £7. He's a big player. But the one I like in this is Paul Nicholls' horse, Touch Kick. He always looked the chasing type last year. He finished 7th in the EBF final, before signing off and winning at Taunton. And he had a look round really at Sandown on his return. And then last time he got the better of Lithic in what was a pulsating finish to the race. I think there's more to come from him. I don't think we've seen the best of him here at all. I think he's really well handicapped on a mark of 128. I think Kempton will suit his style of racing. I think at 6-1, you know, he appeals as a decent bet in this. The danger could well be Theo's Charm, who I'm sure the connections, you know, will be delighted they've left him in, given that he fell at the first on Saturday. You know, his performance at Plumpton 2 runs ago, when he did a fair bit of running on the front end of a fast pace and then was still able to mix it at the business end with 2 hold-up horses, you know, marked him down as a horse that was still well handicapped on 1-3-2. So, you know, he might be worth another chance at a bigger price because he fell at the first. But the main selection in this would be Touch Kick, who, for me, is a horse that is still well ahead of his mark. And you need to be, obviously, to win a race like this at Kempton.
Yeah, definitely so. Touch Kick, the 6-1 favourite then. We're not running money back on this race here at William Hill as we record this on the Saturday. And the Theo's Charm, the other one that Craig mentioned, a 14-1 shot for that 120. On to the 155 then, which is the Corto Star Novices Chase, a Grade 1 race on the bill. 9-4 favourite here is Myers Storm, Bally Optic 4-1, 9-2 Black Corton, Elegant Escape is 5-1, Fountains Windfall 7-1, 8-1 for West Approach, Some Invitation is 20-1. Got a mare at the head of affairs here, Craig. It's not perhaps the strongest renewal we've ever seen of this race, but an interesting contest nonetheless.
Yeah, she looked really good over fences. 2 starts so far this season, Mia Storm. You know, very impressive the way she jumped it at Chepstow. And then last time at Market Raising in a listed race, you know, looked really good over her fences. Her asset is definitely a jumping. But yeah, again, this represents a step up in grade. This is a strong renewal, despite only 7 runners, Sam, and I think she could be found wanting here. For me, I do like Bally Optic, a horse that was very impressive when he won at Exeter on his first start over fences. If he had jumped the last time at Cheltenham, I think he would have got the better of Black Court. That mistake was a costly error, and he found it hard to then pick up Black Corton in what was very, very deep ground. So, you know, I'm happy to let him off with that performance, if you like, and give him another chance here. Long term, I think he's very much an RSA horse. You know, I think he's that good. And I think if he gets into a rhythm and he jumps the first few well here, I think he's a horse that will take all the beating in this year's Cato Star.
Okay, Craig's thoughts on that 155 then. On to the feature race of the day on Boxing Day, the King George Chase. The 11-8 favourite here is Might Bite. Bristol Demise, 136s for Fox Norton, 7s Thistle Crack and Whisper, 20-1 T for 2, Double Shuffle 80-1, Travic Fluid also 80-1. A fascinating renewal. Might Bite, the market leader at 11-8, has looked faultless the last twice since winning the RSA, even though he nearly tried to throw that race away. If he can sort of put his quirks behind him, he's a very, very talented individual on his day, Craig.
Very much so, Sam. He is. He's a horse that's got an absolute ton of ability. If he puts it all in, you know, he's going to take all the beating. But the caution here, and I haven't played in the race yet, and I will be waiting until the morning now. Keep an eye on the weather. The weather forecasters are saying anything between 5 and 20 millimetres of rain, you know, which could make a difference. Because if you look all the way through Might Bite's form, he hasn't really raced on anything worse than good to soft ground. So this is by far going to be the softest ground he's encountered. So there's got to be some doubt about backing a horse so short in conditions he's untried on. So I would be waiting until we see what the weather does. You know, and if it does, you know, turn up soft, then Bristol Demai comes right into the argument. Yeah. You know, he's the one that I would have to back on the day. He was absolutely fantastic at Haydock on very deep ground. He just keeps galloping and jumping, and when it is testing, there's not a horse, you know, even the best staying chasers are going to struggle to keep going with him, because he can just keep up his speed in the conditions that, you know, is very hard for other horses to catch. And, you know, I think he would be the one I would have to play if it comes up very soft, Bristol Demai. That Haydock performance was fantastic. Now, people may look and think, you know, that's his track.
Yeah.
Can he do it elsewhere? I think he can if the ground's soft enough.
Okay. Bristol the Mile 130 then, particularly if it comes up soft on Boxing Day. Just remind us, you three to follow then at Kempton on the 26th, please, Craig.
Touch kick in the 120 for Paul Nicholls. In the novice chase, I'm going with Bally Optic. And in the big one, hopefully the rain does arrive and Bristol Demai to win the second leg of the £1 million jackpot.
Of course, yeah. We are live from 11:30 a.m. on Boxing Day. Myself, Sam Norris, joined by Ollie Pimlott and Andy Gibson. Hopefully you can join us for all of the racing as well. Kempton, of course, the feature. But there are plenty of race meetings to come on Boxing Day. Craig, thank you very much for that. Enjoy the action on Boxing Day and happy Christmas.
And thank you, Sam, and a very Merry Christmas to you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.